Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
My man, 'cause your man ain't crazy.
What's going on, everyone? It is Miss LaCrush Hart. This is the Honey Sweet on Phone Fantasy Radio. Thickly packed and full of flavor Tuesdays. That's what it is. That right there was Shantae's Got a Man at Home. You know, recently I've been trying to start the show off with a song just to get me in the vibe and in the mood of things. I don't have the slightest idea why I chose that song for today. Maybe because that was just the first thing I seen. I don't know. But I ain't got no man at home. No. And if my girlfriend got one, she don't need to tell me that she got one. Don't be rubbing that shit in my face. Anyway, enough of me being silly. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Press that 1. I'll definitely let you on. In the chat room as well at phonefantasyradio.com. So, you know, it's just one of them days. Feeling good about myself right now. Making plans, you know, that's always a good thing when you get to brainstorm and put plans together and set goals for yourself. That's always a positive thing, but I always get stress headaches. Stresses me out trying to put stuff together. But, you know, got to do it, you know. Regardless of what age you are, you definitely got to do it. All right, so today's supposed to be a good show. Today, we is going to focus on Valentine's weekend. Last week was a week of love's Valentine's celebration all week long on Phone Fantasy Radio. Then you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which was actually Valentine's weekend because Valentine's Day was on Thursday. So, I said today, we're going to focus one last time on Valentine's weekend and Valentine's Day. This is that day to get it off your chest. You let us know, was it good? Was it bad? Did y'all break up? Did y'all get engaged? This is that time we get it off our chest. And then we're going to brush that shit underneath the rug. Let it go. I see that I have a caller. I know who this is. I know, it just looks so sweet when it's the first one on the list. What's going on, Miss 225?
Hi.
How you doing, Miss Parker?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely hanging in there. So, we have been missing each other. You've been making it to the show kind of late. And then I asked you, because I think I seen you one time out of five last week. Then I ask you, what was your Valentine's weekend or week like?
It was quiet. I went to see Gladys Knight do a live performance on Saturday night on her live, live show.
How was it?
It was good. She still is good. She got a new CD coming out. She is so awesome still. To say she's in her late 60s or early 70s.
Mhm.
It was good. It was really nice.
That's good. I would like to see you, Gladys Knight. That's real nice.
I mean, she's been one of my favorites since forever. And someone, a friend of mine, had tickets and said they didn't want to go. I said, give them to me.
I know, right? Because
I wanted to go, but I couldn't. $100 when they say $100, oh, I don't know.
I definitely know that feeling.
I like her, but wait.
Well, you went. Did you go by yourself or you went with a friend?
I went with a friend. A friend.
Was he a male or she?
No, it was a female. No male stood to the test at the time.
And I don't know about that either. Like, you make it seem like, I done learned some stuff about you.
Just a friend. That was a one-time only, LaCrush, just a friend.
You ain't got to lie, Miss Parker.
Oh, no, one time. I ain't had the nerve lately.
everybody that just tuned in, this is Miss Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Good grief. It's been that long since I said it. Shout out to the chat. Russ is in the building. Anonymous person's in the building. And we also got the 7-1 Inze in the building. How you doing, handsome? Former wife.
Hey, how you doing, Lady LaCrush?
Right.
Hi, Former Ray.
Lady C, Lady LaCrush, how are y'all?
We good. We're good.
Good. Well, that makes the three of us in this case.
Okay. Listen, don't be having no virtual ideas over there. Don't be calling to the show with your fuckery. Pun intended. So what's going on with you, Ray? How was your weekend?
Yeah. How was my weekend?
How you gonna sound when I ask you about your weekend?
It was a bop, to say the least.
Oh, okay. Well, get your eyes scratched out. For those who don't know, who didn't get the hint, I spent my Saturday with Mr. Formal Ray. He was my Valentine's for 2013. He was my first date for 2013. And I had a very, very pleasant time with Mr.
Yeah,
Formal.
Yeah, we did. You mean we did.
let me start from the beginning. Okay, so Friday came along, I was doing a show and I kept passing out. That we already know. I was on cam. People was in the chat room, take your ass to sleep. I'm like, no, I'm gonna do the show. Just passing out, and then I had to like get up the show early. So I did that, woke up, wasn't feeling hot, so I decided to go to the bathroom and steam up the bathroom. They say that's a home remedy, the steam from the bathroom for your nose when stuffy or whatever. So me being the awesome person I am, I go to the bathroom, I'm sitting on the commode, I turn on the hot water only, and I had a shower curtain in my hand, try to keep it closed. Less than 5 minutes later, my shower head breaks off and the hot water burns my breast and my arm. I'm soaking wet, the cat done ran out and left me. He sucked. He done left me like, bitch, you on your own, I'm out. He was in there trying to get in the tub, and he just left me, like, you on your own, I'm out. So, everything is all wet up. I'm all wet up. My arm, my chest is red. Skin is removing itself. I really did get scalded by the hot water. And then, I guess, all that excitement, I got a stress headache, and I just end up passing out. Now, I'm supposed to meet Ray at 5-something that evening. This happened at 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, okay, we're going to make this happen. I don't know when we talked. I know me and him talked, and I let him know what the deal was sometime that morning. But I'm in pain all day long. Like, the top of my titty, there's pictures on the internet and everything. I still got a black mark on my titty. And Max bust the water bubble on my arm here. So I make it to meet Formal Ray at Times Square at our destination. I'm about 10 minutes late. I'm giving myself a grace period. I'm about 10 minutes late. It's freezing outside. Somebody's like, no, it's not that cold. So I got an address, and, there's pictures on Facebook, and my ears are cold because I don't have no earmuffs, and he's hiding behind a sign. But you want to tell the rest, Paul?
What'd you say?
You want to tell the rest? You want to interject any anyway?
Nah, you're a great storyteller. Keep going.
Oh, okay. we meet up. He has in his yellow roses and a silver bag with hearts on it, gift bag, with all types of goodies in it. Nice little Valentine's card, some perfume for the rose, a candle, and even Godiva chocolate.
Ooh.
All right. I didn't see all this, though, because we had to rush and get to our seats. Go see the feature film, A Good Day to Die Hard, or Not a Good Day to Die Hard, something. Die Hard 6, that's all I remember. We made it in time, we got our seats, we chatted up a little bit, we made a little couple of jokes, we enjoyed the previews, we enjoyed the movie, he had his arm around me. Rub it on my shoulder. Not the right one, because that one hurts. No touchy. I got cold jacket and throws it across. Aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
Right. Dude, you know I got my own jacket, right? But I'm not going to say nothing, we watched the movie. We enjoyed the movie. We chatted a little bit. What else? We went outside. We got bamboozled. The guy caught us outside. We ended up taking photos together. And he was kind enough to purchase two photo artworks of us, one for him and one for myself. And then we went uptown and went to BBQ and had a dinner for two. And it was a lovely evening. We got to talk. We got to know one another. I had a good time. The conversation was good. You know, he kept staring at me, giving me the eye, but I'm not even going to go there. And overall, a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to have to give it an 8.
That's good.
I'm giving it 8, not for him, but for me, because I really was not feeling well. So I don't think I was on my best behavior. I didn't have, and I didn't do my homework like I was supposed to. So I end up asking all the questions. And I made it home by 12:15, quarter after 12. So we spent the better evening together, and I made it home at a decent hour and fell right to sleep. What about you, Ray? How would you have differed the story than I just told it? Like, you left earlier in the day.
Yeah, I did, because I remember I told you I had to make a few stops.
Mm-hmm.
And when you met me at the theater, now you know why I had to make those stops, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
But, you know, I must say, Lady LaCrush, I have absolutely, positively no complaints whatsoever. This was the best date I've had in years.
Mm-hmm.
The only date of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the bomb. I mean, mm-hmm. I went into work today cheesing.
Like, y'all can't mess up my day. But, yeah, I had a good time, and One last question, though. We were sitting at the table, and you were just staring at me. Why was you just staring at me?
You're kidding me, right?
Nope. You're not going to answer?
I didn't think I should have to. I think it's obvious why I stared at you.
Well, answer for the people that don't know.
For the same reason most men stare at you, because you look damn good.
Damn, why can't fish for compliments? Why you gotta say it like that?
Hey, you know what it is? I'm just giving credit where credit's due.
So,
and what I'm saying is, I'm sure that I'm not the only brother that feels that way, but I was glad to be in your presence. I was glad to be seen with you in public.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to the future.
Nice. I had a wonderful time as well.
Great.
I'm getting a feedback. Was somebody, do you have me on, or is that me giving feedback? I had a very wonderful time as well. We had fun. We laughed. We made jokes. You know, we enjoyed each other's company. And he pulled out my chair. He held all the stuff he got for me. He was a complete gentleman. So he definitely gets bonus stars for that. And it was just all good. You know, people was like, oh, when they seen us. Like, oh, what? Heffa. And that's about it.
It feels great to know that who I am and what I am is appreciated by someone as classy as yourself.
I know, right? We got a call from the 313. What up,
Ostrich? Yeah.
What up, Ostrich?
It's Al Rich again. Once again in the building.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just over here chilling.
Okay. Well, I was describing my date this past weekend with Formal Ray here. We spent Valentine's with each other.
I knew it was a little more than just friends between the two of y'all.
I call it my Valentine's after the fact date, and we had such a lovely time. How did you know it was more than just friends between us?
Oh, because every time you ask someone a question and stuff, and he'd be like, what you say? You can, like, hear him smiling, like, oh, my baby talking to me.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez, I don't think that's the case. That's not the case, right?
Yeah, right? You know. Yeah, brother, what made you think that?
Look, what made you think that?
See, look at you. See, I can tell because you always get excited when she talks to me.
I don't think you've seen through our bit.
I've been keeping out a couple of weeks ago. I just never said nothing.
Well, I can't say this was something that was something that was built up. We did talk about this about a month ago, to see each other and to go out, and you know, we had all these plans, and unfortunately I got sick, you know, so you know, at the last minute we tried to switch it around, and for it to be a last minute thing, I truly did enjoy myself. So thank you very much, Ray.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, as I said before, you know, I owed you for what you did for me. I think it was the least I could do, Lady LaCrush. And
right.
Besides, you know, I wanted the world to see me with you. And
right.
At least New York got that.
I don't think they was looking at us. It was too cold to be looking at anybody. Too cold to be staring at anybody.
Nah, because it's a restaurant. You got props. You just weren't paying attention.
Huh?
In the restaurant, you got props as we were leaving. You just weren't paying attention. There were ladies at the table that were, like, envious of you because of what you had in your hand.
I got cops coming to see you, too. So, What you were saying, Rich? What you were trying to say?
I was saying, who else in the room with us tonight?
Lady C was with us, but her phone dropped. We got the 678. We got Russ across the pond in London. I mean, England. England, London. Is that the same place?
Yeah, it is.
We got Dre from Uptown, New York City. In the building. No, we got a few people with their ears to the phone, Fantasy Radio, the Honey Suite, right about now. We got a couple of ears. Listen, y'all want to press that 1-805-830-8320. So, last but not least, we'll play a song or two or three and come back and we'll continue our conversation and put this Valentine's holiday to bed. Right here on the Honey Suite. Soon as I find the thing I'm looking for.
And do your business, please.
I know.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging. Oh,
Men who talk a good talk but can't commit the cut. man who understands that intimacy is the best form of loving. A man capable of becoming her best friend, companion, and husband. She's tired of dealing with men who think with their erection. She's seeking a teddy bear for affection. A strong man to offer her protection when the drama begins to unfold. A teddy bear to comfort her underneath her comforter when the nights get cold. Because she's tired of sleeping with men who don't care. Tired of being in abusive relationships that lead to nowhere. She wants a man she won't have to share. She wants a teddy bear.
Touch me, hold me, hug me.
Okay, I don't know what happened right there, but that was Kari with Teddy Bear, and before that, I played You Send Me Swang, and can I be honest, I don't like that song, just saying. I like the other song, Pretty Brown Eyes, but that song, I wasn't really feeling. What up, Formal Ray? What up, R. Rich?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
All right, so I wasn't feeling that Mint Condition single, even though it was a request. I wasn't feeling it. It don't have the same, I don't know, je ne sais quoi right now. What about you, Formal Ray?
The last song you played was The Bomb, and I think that the music sounded familiar. Was that Ken's Love Call that he was rhyming over?
I really don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
I can find out. Yeah, I can find out, but I don't know right off the top. So he's a fluffy guy. Shout out to the fluffy guys out there. Fluffy, handsome guy. He's a fluffy, handsome guy. He loves his fluffy cheek guys. He does love big women. He got a song. An album out now. He got a few albums out, actually. Look him up. Kharri, Kari. And he's definitely on YouTube. You can see some of his work. Hear some of his work on YouTube as well. I told you about my weekend. I'm still battling scars and pain from my sore breasts. My breasts are still sore. My arm is sore. This is some bullshit. A friend of mine said it was first-degree burn, and it should clear up in a few weeks. But Max keep hurting me. Got a call. What up, 718?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
is this your Barry White voice?
Nah.
Uh-huh. You know you're a hot mess, right?
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. State your name. Where you calling from?
My name is Chev. I'm from Brooklyn.
Ew! Stop that. What are you doing? Are you trying to be sexy? What are you doing?
I might have a cold.
Oh. What's up? Tonight, somebody got me echoing. Somebody asked me, you got a cold? Oh, I feel better. I have no sympathy for you.
Alright, no problem.
I have no sympathy for you.
Why is that?
And I've been sick for like 2 weeks now.
Oh.
Welcome to my world.
Word. How's everybody doing tonight? Everybody chilling?
I guess.
Doing great.
I hear that. I hear that. So what's the questions of the night, Crush?
Well, not really a question. We were just telling people about my Valentine's date with Formal Ray here.
Okay.
And all the exciting stuff that happened to me over the weekend.
Okay, okay, okay. Anything else exciting happened to you over the weekend?
No. I'm done.
That's it, I'm done.
You don't get
those details.
Right, I just had my details. I finally got my sink halfway fixed. You know, they were working on the sink for the last 2 weeks as well.
Damn.
That's all right. And now I'm just brainstorming, making plans for the future. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing my homework.
Okay, okay, okay.
Alright.
Same here, I'll tell you.
And chilling on Phone Fantasy Radio. Shout out to the anonymous person that just slid in here. That's the topic. We got funny guys on the phone. That's what Russ said. Somebody asked me what's the topic for tonight. I really don't got a full topic for tonight, but you are welcome to bring one to the table. 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320. I'm going to put y'all on hold real quick because it sounds like shh all in my ear right now, and I was making my head hurt. So I'm just going to bring y'all on one at a time real quick and get some final words from y'all. If you, were you sitting in front of a fan or something, Chef?
No, far from me. I'm on the house phone. I'm on landline.
So why it sound like you're sitting in front of the AC?
How you know it's me?
Because you're the only one unmuted besides myself. And I didn't hear it when I had you on mute just now.
I'm on landline. Maybe I'm from Fantasy Radio. I don't like landlines.
Yeah, that's what it is. We don't like landlines.
All right. I hear that.
Yeah. So what you do for this holiday weekend? How did you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Went and chilled with my cousin of mine and his homeboy, and we just chilled, making songs.
You was around a bunch of men?
Yeah, we was trying to promote this new love song they did, the day before, and we just put it out on Valentine's Day. Had a good response, actually.
Okay.
No cursing, and they're young, but they are not young minded, whatever. So, nice love song for the ladies and shit.
So
we just promoting it.
Are you trying to say they're young but mature for their age?
Yeah. No Chief Keef around here.
I don't know what that is.
Shout out to Keith Free Sosa, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You need to be more popular and was popular in music, you know.
I know, right? But why would I if I got my own radio station? I can play where the fuck I want to. Yay!
You're right.
I have to be up today. That's the whole purpose of starting my own shit. I got to listen to that mainstream shit.
I feel you. But other than that, went to a little kids party on Saturday. But other than that, just kept it real easy. Nothing romantic, none of that. I went out here with this female or nothing. No.
Did you buy something for your daughter?
No.
Why not?
Well, I went to a store the day after, like at 12 o'clock when was it February 15th? Everything was sold out.
So that's the excuse you got?
Yeah. That's the excuse I got, and I'm standing by it. Yep.
See, this is why kids don't know nothing about no love.
It's just a holiday. It's nothing that serious. I show her love every time
that's
I see
serious.
Her. That's serious.
You know. I think it's serious. I think this is going to be our topic for tonight, because I really do think it's serious.
Why are you serious?
I'm going to bring some other people on the line with me. Well, I'm all right. You still with me?
Yes, I am.
What you think about Valentine's Day and children? If you had a kid, would you celebrate Valentine's Day with them?
If I had a kid, yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, Valentine's Day and every day is about love.
Uh-huh.
Self, love for your loved ones, whether it be your mate, your children, your parents, your siblings, whoever. So, yeah. No one's restricted. No one's restricted from that, you know.
Right. I agree with that. And I also think that, you know, the first place we learn about these holidays, about these special occasions, about, you know, taking the time out to show affection to somebody else is from home, is from our parents. You know, nobody else is going to teach us that. We got to learn from, you know, we learn from your example. And I'm not saying you need to celebrate Valentine's Day as an official Valentine's Day, but honestly, do you do it any other day? You know, out of the 365 days of the year, if you don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day, I doubt it comes to your mind to celebrate it any other day. You know what I mean? The essence of it. You know, and it's not even that, oh, you show love every day. No, it's one thing to show love every day, but it's another time. It's another time when you actually take the time and thought and effort to show love. You know, just that effort and that action that you love somebody. You know, you forget to say you love them every morning, but, you know, Valentine's Day come along, that's your day to, you know, stop everything, put everything on hold, make that person know for a fact that, you know, there's no doubt here, I love you, you are my number one, you are my only one, blah, blah, blah. That's my opinion about it. I'm going to bring in R. Rich because I'm going to mute you real quick. I'm going to bring in R. Rich because R. Rich, you said that for a woman... last week we started talking about parenting and Valentine's Day celebration, and you said if a woman is an adult, she shouldn't celebrate Valentine's Day with her father.
What?
Right? You still feel that way?
I mean, that's my opinion on that part.
Uh-huh.
As far as if you have kids or whatever, you should spend Valentine's Day with the kids too. Maybe either, excuse me, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day after or something.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I need to do it to show them that you care about them as much as you care about the woman that gave birth to the kids, because if she hadn't did that, you wouldn't have the kids. So it's like a double appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And also showing, especially if you have daughters,
mm-hmm.
show them at a young age what to expect from a man, so when they get older, they won't just accept anybody.
Oh, okay. What do my chat rooms think about Valentine's Day and children? Give us a call, 805-830-8320, press that 1. And let us know what are your thoughts. Right now I'm going to go play some music because this is my radio station and I can do that. I'll be right back.
Archie, baby.
I just want to get your attention.
Thank you.
I really want to be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' want to get done. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. You just push that bottom up in your head. I'll get you hot.
Daddy's home for me. And I know you've been waiting for this love,
Yeah. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex done. Yeah. Can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. Yeah. You just broke that bottom up in the air. Said I'll get you hot.
Angel life and ease your pain.
Hold
find a place. Get a girl, take it off a tray. Oh, if you wanna leave, girl. You do, nobody else can. And I know that you can get whatever from whatever man. Baby, do it for yourself. But it'd be a shame to see it go. Cause the way you move.
Like this before, which is why I brought some friends along to help me express it a little better. I got one more friend I want to talk to with a little bit more experience in this department.
Ooh,
pain,
yeah,
talk to her.
I've never seen nobody work it quite just like you, baby.
Baby,
and I gotta tell you, I'm starting to like it, baby.
Baby.
And it's crazy because you don't want to be here.
Hey guys, welcome back to Full Fantasy Radio's The Honey Sweet. I am Miss LaCrush Hart, and that was Neo, The Way You Move, and before that, we played some Usher with Hey Daddy. Just chilling. There's a lot of penis around me today. I got guys on the phone with penises. I got guys in the chat room with penises, and they started talking about putting stuff in my mouth or something with my tongue. I don't know what's wrong with these people. What's up, guys?
Wow.
Y'all need to join us in the chat room, phone32radio.com. That's where we at right now. Dre, Russ, a couple of anonymous people checking us out. White penis. British penis. This is what Russ is telling me. Russ England's in the chat room telling me about penis, his penis, my tongue. Yeah, it's going down. We keep it real.
Wow.
Parks and tooth and telephone booths. So now that I'm thinking about it, where's the weirdest place you ever had your dick sucked? Go ahead, Farmer Ray.
The movie theater.
Well, it was not me, folks. It was not me this time. What about you, Rich? Where you had the British place you had a penis up?
Oh wow. I would probably say I hope nobody that knows my real name or knows me personally is listening to this. But I'll probably have to say back in the day over a female host made a little special room out of the laundry room.
Oh, Was her family home?
No.
Oh, well, then that don't count. You gotta be somewhere excited. You're gonna get caught.
Oh, well, the most exciting place, I would say, at a festival.
A festival.
It was no chairs. Everybody had to stand up, and then all of a sudden, yeah, you know the rest.
Drop down and got her ego on, around. Drop down and get your ego on, girl. Drop down. Oh, what about you, Chef?
Stand out there on the deck.
All right. In a church.
Huh?
I'm going to stay in the church. I'm guessing.
But nah, stand out fairy. Stand out fairy.
Ew.
On the deck.
On the deck.
Yeah, outside deck. A standoff fairy.
That sounds like it's too much work.
No, not even, actually. We was actually crossing the Statue of Liberty, middle of the night, whatever, and we actually crossed the Statue of Liberty, so looked it nice. You know.
Whoa. You was able to see it.
Yeah, I was, because I was outside. You know, the outside deck of Staten Island Ferry. You know how that is.
Oh,
Ferry, so.
She ain't eyes be closed?
Huh? Was her eyes closed? No, her eyes was looking at it.
Oh, no, I said, wasn't your eyes supposed to be closed?
Why's my eyes closed?
Never mind. You don't know, I don't know either.
Wow.
Nah, I have to keep my eyes alert, because you never know. You're not supposed to be doing that on the ferry. Especially on the outside deck. Mm-mm. So I have to be alert.
Right.
And the subway station.
Ew.
Was it the 14th Street station? The 2 train?
I've never done it in the train station. I've done it in Prospect Park.
You said where?
Prospect Park.
Wow.
That was the weirdest place to do it.
Yeah, I got that done in Postal Park too, in Wingate Park. Yeah, I got that.
Postal Park, over by the gazebo, by the entrance right there.
Which one? On the
By Wendy's, where Wendy's is at.
Oh, over there. Okay. Okay. Now I was on the
garden side.
I was on the rich side when I was getting that shit done.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it's called.
In a restaurant in London. In a restaurant. It was a corner table, and it was not packed with customers, though. It's a restaurant.
Wow.
just a thought. I have not had it done to me in any place weird. Wait, have I? I'll think about it. Come back to y'all with that answer.
You can't think of what answer you want to tell us.
No. I ain't got nothing to tell ya.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this second hour planned out. I wanted to just play straight music, and I think this is something Ray will probably appreciate more than anybody. I had a couple of songs that I went digging in a crates for. Oh, Dre says Central Park in a club once. In a club.
Speaking of digging in the crates, do you have any of that music?
Who?
I said, speaking of digging in the crates, do you have that music? It was a group that had Fat Joe and Big L in it back in the day.
No.
Okay, well, you mentioned digging in the crates. That was the first
right,
thing.
Right, no, I'm not thinking about those crates. No, I'm not digging in those crates. I went further back than that. Right. And I'm going to call this section the Quiet Storm. Any last words before I put y'all on hold? Because I might not pick up for the rest of the show. Till the end of the show.
Wow.
Any last words?
Lady LaCrush.
Yes, babe.
Much love to you, and thank you for a wonderful night.
You're going to leave?
And as well.
You're going to leave me?
No, I'm going to listen. You kidding me? I ain't leaving.
All right. What are anybody else? Hey, Rich, any last song requests? Not playing requests.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to play some requests.
Mm-mm. What about you, Sherry? Anything else?
Excuse me?
Any final thoughts?
Another great show. And I wish you were playing requests. I have one in the request. I have a song to request. But,
You want to cross a song or you want to leave a shout out, you can do that at the Hot Box. 805-214-8320.
Yes, a good show. We just need a few more women on here.
Text, you know what you can do. You can always post the link. Phone53.com. Let people know that we're on air, Facebook, Twitter. All them good spots. You know, it's all right to promote my show, folks.
Oh, it is? All
right. Rock the show live. Tweet it. Retweet it. Share the link and all that other good stuff, you know.
Well, it's okay.
I appreciate the love, you know.
Yeah, that's true, but it's a few females that I spotted out. I'm not calling no names, but they probably have ideas of who they are from some of the social sites. That once I start talking to them, I gotta keep them for myself. I'm sorry.
You got a 20 to Jay come out safe?
I have a what?
You got a 20 to Jay coming out back in house? Cause he not in his room.
Got a 5.
You know why the fuck he ain't answering the damn phone?
I'm going to play some music, people. Y'all need to stop laughing.
Wow.
Quiet.
No. Y'all are not any help. I totally slipped my mind that today I was supposed to announce the winner to the Week of Love giveaway. Shout out to everybody who signed up and entered into the contest. We had over 40-something entries. I do have a winner. I'm trying to find out where she is right now. I do have her on Twitter right now. She's on a Twitter account. But she goes by the name of Tika Frazier. Tika Frazier, I will be hitting you up a little later to let you know that you have won a $25 gift card from Phone Fantasy Radio directly out of my pocket and make arrangements for you. She's on Twitter. She signed up with her Facebook account. And Tika Frazier is the winner for our Valentine's Day giveaway. And hopefully I'll be playing it some soon in the near future, so bear with me. And right now I'm going to get back into the music. And y'all tuned into the Honey Suite.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
You'll make me oh so proud.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
To the world I'd cry
how I love you,
honey. I love you. I really love you. Stay,
please,
stay, darling.
Bye. day. I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
I too young for Garmin sexy? Too mature for pretty boy flat? Then you've come to the right place for smooth R&B and today's hottest hip-hop.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do.
Wow, I lost my train of thought there. Welcome to the quiet storm, I should say. I am your hostess, Mr. Crush Hearts. Please bear with me. I'm trying to find my mic. I can't remember my place. Okay, I am right now. All right. Playing some classic songs here. I still got Ray rolling with me. What you thinking, Ray?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Huh?
Lenny Green would be scared of you if he heard you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since you're using the name of his show, right?
Right.
Quiet. Seriously, I loved it. I loved it. You put me in the zone, Lady Look Crush. I thank you.
And shout out to me for playing Smokey Robinson in the beginning, right?
Yep, exactly.
Quiet. So, yeah, I have this planned out, but, you know, for the rest of the hour. Just go ahead and just play some tracks and go out with a bang. Listen, folks, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Also, we're on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. And big shout out to Tika Frazier for winning a Week of Love celebration giveaway. She got a $25 gift card. She is representing Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn in the building. So get that to her as soon as she hits me back. And I will see y'all next week. I'm not doing a show tomorrow. I'm not doing Swing of State of Mind. But I will see y'all next week, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And on that note, enjoy your week and your weekend. And I'm gonna leave off with a song. I just don't know which one I'm going to leave off with just yet. I still got some stuff up here. You know, hit the box. You want to leave a shout out or anything like that, 805-214-8320. And I think I'm going to leave off with The Whispers. That song is dedicated to me because I am a lady, damn it. Anyway, enjoy your weekend and I'm out. Bye, Ray.
Bye, baby.
Bye, Dre. Bye, Russ, and everybody that's tuned in right now. I really appreciate it. Shout out to Onyx Graphics. And I'll see y'all next week.
You raise all my babies. Would you? Go nowhere, baby.